Thank you for checking out the last episode of the season for EC Convos. Of course, my name is Eric, your host, and I thank you dearly for listening to this first season, y'all. It's crazy, you know, because what started out as something just to do ended up being something really, really cool, and I truly appreciate it. So don't forget, y'all, to comment, subscribe, like, all of those good things, wherever you're listening to this, whether it be on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, any place you're listening to this, definitely like and subscribe, comment, all of those good things, y'all, because that small thing goes a long way and it helps out a lot. As I always say, if you're also feeling generous, leave your boy a tip in the tip jar below at the bottom of the show notes, because that small gesture as well can help keep the lights on here. The podcast lights on is what I like to call it. So, yeah, I mean, look out for your boy. And also, don't forget, I'm back on Substack now, which is ecconvos.substack.com, which, by the way, that may actually change again, the name. Instead of ecconvos.substack.com, it may change to something else completely. More on that soon. You'll know when. But as I look back on the show, I can't help but to say thank you to all of those who listened to the podcast. And thank you to those who've shared it and discussed it with other people and things like that. So, y'all, I'm just a regular person who decided to turn on the microphone and start talking to people about things they love to do. You know, it's so fascinating to speak with all of those people who I've never would have talked to them before. You know, I never even knew them. But as fate would have it, I ran across some really amazing people who I would consider cool. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Everybody has a story. And whether you choose to listen to that story or whether you choose to do something about that story, still, we all have a story to tell. And this actually brings me to a point that I thought about earlier today. I never got a chance to tell you guys what I love to do, what I do, what I love to do, and what grinds my gears. And as you know, if you listen to the podcast, that's what I ask all of my guests. What do they do? What do they love to do? And what pisses them off? I never told you my story. So you want to hear it? Here you go. Look, I've always considered myself a talker, but I wasn't always like that from the very beginning. In fact, I was quite shy as hell, actually, growing up. And I used to be so fascinated with watching TV that I actually started to remember the shows that came on and the times that they came on. My mom told me this before. I used to watch sitcoms, which, you know, like Who's the Boss, Different Strokes, Family Ties, all of those other shows or whatever. And it would capture my attention a lot. But believe it or not, talk shows were my favorite. Shows like Johnny Carson, The Tonight Show, David Letterman, you know, the usual suspects. I enjoyed being able to watch other people talk. And at the beginning, I was really, really timid to even say hey to somebody. I never really broke out that habit until I was forced to about maybe 25 years ago or so. Fast forward now, you can't stop me from talking to people. Like somebody said a long time ago, you don't meet strangers. I never met a stranger before. But the one thing I am trying my best to work on more is my habit of not being able to, quote unquote, land the plane. I'm still salty about my wife telling me that to me. I'm kind of pissed about that still, but I digress. Anyway, I'm learning to get better at being more concise with my thoughts and become a better storyteller, because in that pursuit of getting better, I'm learning how to craft a better story. Part of doing that is being able to have conversations with people about certain stories. And that's why I created EC Convos. I wanted to listen more than to talk. I wanted to be fascinated with people who chose to share their story with me and with the world. to enjoy the company of others. And I also wanted to build something larger than just gossip or pop culture or sports. You know, I wanted to bring back thought-provoking, real conversations with real people solving real issues in real time or in real life. You know, no shot to AI or anything like that. But I mean, there's something authentic about being real. Kind of an oxymoron. There's something authentic about being real. That's why I love it so much. Now, what grinds my gears? I guess the more pertinent question would be what pisses me off right now. You know, for the most part, I will say this much. Okay. I am considered a pretty even-keeled guy across the board. You know, it takes a lot for me to get riled up over anything. But as it stands right now, I would say the one thing that grinds my gears more than anything is people who can't understand, I think, which is the simplest rule in life. Be kind to people and you will get kindness in return. I pride myself in being a good person all across the board, right? And so have I done some morally questionable things before in the past? Of course I have. I mean, we're human, right? But even when peeling back those layers of my life, one thing I do know without a shadow of a doubt is I am a good person through and through. In fact, I can say with complete confidence, past and present friends, they will all say the same thing about me. So it pisses me off when people try to take advantage of that. For instance, taking advantage of my kindness, you know, and thinking it's weakness. Like I won't spaz out or I won't crash out on somebody in a heartbeat, because I will. I've done it before. I've just mastered the art of being kind. It sounds funny, but I think it's kind of a superpower though, when you think about it. Being able to keep yourself in check in the midst of chaos. And to some, that is a very difficult thing to do. I get it. I do. But I also know, I also feel it's a choice. So you should treat it like a choice. You choose to wake up and be pissed off and be angry. You choose to snap at the person for playing with you. You choose to allow your pride to either take over and match someone's energy, or you choose to let it go and live to fight another day. Hey, that's you. And it's all good. All good for you. I'm happy for you. You know, I just want people to be mindful of what they do to someone else and how it can truly impact the trajectory of that person that you're doing wrong or you're being hateful towards. So with that being said, the moral of the story is this: act like that sticker on the old VCR tapes. The one that used to say, be kind, rewind. Because when you think about it, being kind is simple. It's a simple task to some people, to a lot of people. But the more challenging part is being able to take a step back and think about how you treat people. So be kind and rewind. Rewind yourself. Bring it back. Because ultimately, you may be the problem, not them. And I guess that's really all I wanted to say, y'all. Thank you so much once again for listening to another episode of the final episode of the first season of EC Convos. As I said before, my name is Eric. I am truly grateful and truly appreciative. I'm happy about how this came out, because I've tried so many times to be able to create opportunities and stuff like this. And this is, I would say, one of the simplest things I can do to make an impact in people's lives. And I thank you for that. I truly do. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And that's it. Until the next time, y'all, my name is Eric with EC Convos. Be on the lookout for next season, which will be here in a few weeks. New conversations, new people, new topics, and new goals. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. So my name is Eric with DC Convos. I will see you on the flip side. Peace.